Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. This week, we are watching Oz the Great and Powerful. This is AJ, and I'm here with Martin.
Hey, guys.
And we're in Riverside at the Tyler Galleria. So what are your expectations for this one, Martin?
I'm actually just looking to see what the story is like. I'm not expecting it to be like a big winning performance. I don't think it'll be a crappy movie, but I don't think it'll be a great movie either. Like, I'm just kind of here to see what the story is.
Are you interested in the effects at all or anything like that?
I'm interested in seeing what they do with the landscapes, the view. Like we saw in Thor, and was that idea of the big sweeping view of Asgard and how they kind of came into it. That's what a lot of the previews and the trailers for this movie have shown, is what Oz looks like. And so I kind of want to see how they do that. And then at Comic-Con last year, they were talking about how they weren't able to get the rights to things from the original movie, so that we won't see a lot of that, but they were able to put some elements, like going from black and white to color and things like that, which I think will be cool to see how they bring that for a modern-day effect.
Now, do you think that's a kind of a copycat move?
I see it as a copycat move, but I also see it as they want to get those fans who were original Wizard of Oz fans to come watch this and, like, hey, we're going to kind of make this look like your favorite classic. So let's use that, and, you know, that's kind of a cop-out in my opinion. But at the same time, the themes of the stories are kind of, you're going from your regular humdrum black and white story life to a colorful, made-up fantasy land of Oz.
Have you read the books at all?
I have not read these books.
The story is supposed to be more based on the first book, the entire series written by Frank L. Baum. So it's supposed to be relatable to that. Whether or not they actually do it somewhat verbatim, I don't think we're going to see. I think it's more of it's Sam Raimi, so he's going to have his own twist on it. I'm interested to see where he's going to incorporate the Raimi cam, because that's a given in every movie. Now, have you seen the original?
Yes.
And Return to Oz?
Yes. And the other thing is Wicked. I've seen clips of Wicked, the play. I haven't actually seen the whole play, but I'm wondering how that's going to also affect what they do with this, because they are expecting a lot of the Wicked fans to come and see this movie as well. And so did they have to do anything to appeal to that audience as well, and is that going to adapt any sort of story changes?
Or you could just throw it all out the window and say, hey, this is what I want to do, and this is how it's going
to
be.
Because this is, the idea is to go for a full-on trilogy with this series, and so it would be interesting to see kind of where this goes, and maybe one day lead to a new Oz, Wizard of Oz kind of story.
Now, do you think with the new trilogy, they're going to touch base with Dorothy Gale?
That's what I would like. I think that would be the way to do the epic conclusion, is the house landing on the Wicked Witch, and the Ruby Red Slippers, and kind of that should be the end of the trilogy. And then if they really do want to go and remake the whole classic Wizard of Oz, then they should do it anew with a new trilogy.
I think it'd be cool if they took this one up to Dorothy Gale, and then the next ones happen afterwards. Because, I mean, Dorothy Gale, she really didn't play too big of a part in the entire series. It was more along the lines of, like, Tin Man and whatnot afterwards. Scarecrow becomes king and runs the kingdom and all that stuff. So I'd be interested in seeing that part. Yeah, it'd be kind of cool either way. I'm excited for the landscape, for Mila Kunis, and just the visuals and the flying monkeys and stuff. So,
yeah, Mila Kunis is the Wicked Witch. The fact that they broke news is kind of disappointing. I wasn't expecting that at all until the news broke out there and the spoiler was everywhere. And so I'm interested to see that and how it portrays, because I've never really seen her in that sort of role. So it should be fun.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Anything last minute before we go into it?
We're going for the 2D version, sitting out of the 3D version. I was just talking about the landscapes, but I'm interested to see. I think, will 2D be enough, or does this movie absolutely have to be 3D? Because there are a lot of theaters only showing the 3D version, and I'm wondering, is that just a ploy to make money, or is that actually because this movie needs it?
Now, I've seen The Hobbit in both 3D and regular, and I can tell you that it didn't bother me either way. So seeing this in regular, I don't think it's going to affect me. However, we are seeing Iron Man 3 and Star Trek 2 in 3D, and Pacific Rim in 3D.
Yeah.
So in comparison to that, what do you think? I mean,
well, and for this movie, I don't have an expectation for it. Like, I would rather just go to see it in 2D, but I'm also going to be seeing it this weekend in 3D. So You know, after the weekend, I'll be able to do a better comparison of it. But in my opinion, that's what I'm wondering. Is it necessary for movies like this that these theaters can then go ahead and say, no, we're not showing the original version, we're just showing a 3D?
I wish they would just take the name 3D away, because it's not technically 3D. It's mm-hmm. just enhanced viewing, I think, you know. And I think they should name it appropriate, because I think 3D, and I still think Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, Jason,
Jaws
3D, right, stuff like that. So this type of 3D just doesn't appeal, doesn't fall under that category in my point of view. But what do I know? I'm not the ones making the money for it, so.
Yeah, making the hands over fist money of 3D glasses. So, yeah. It'll be interesting to see, and we'll have to just, I again, won't be able to compare it until after the weekend, but I just want to see it originally in 2D and just see if it's good that way first.
Cool. Well, that'll wrap up the intro. We'll go straight into the movie, and we'll come back to you guys after the movie's over to let you know what you think. And here we are at the end of Oz the Great and Powerful. What did you think?
I picked it up at the end. Good job. Good job at the end.
The movie sucked ass.
Yeah. The whole time, it felt like they were trying so hard, and it just felt overly animated and cheesy. I mean, maybe that was what it was supposed to be. I don't know, but it felt like they were trying way too hard. And then at the end, it kind of picked up.
Yeah, it was bad acting, bad effects in some cases, bad writing. But Sam Raimi's name all over this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you saw him everywhere. And a little bit of Evil Dead.
Yeah, a bit. So, you know, it was exactly what Sam Raimi would give, and it, you know, that's a standard at which it's an easy place to market and say, okay, yeah, I know this was definitely his movie. It's not one that I would buy on DVD, but I think it was cool to see. It just wasn't a good story. I mean, it didn't play well.
I could see all the elements where watching in 3D would be effective. You know, the in-your-face effects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
However, I would not want to see Mila Kunis in makeup in 3D.
Yeah.
Because that had to be, like, the killer of everything right there.
Yeah, they definitely tried to make her look like the Wicked Witch, but I think they modernized it way too much, and it didn't look like she was wearing makeup. It looked like they CGI'd her to look like that.
And honestly, it looked like someone scared the shit out of her and then froze her face.
Yeah. It was very, like, you know, the face is just a solid piece. And so, you know, she looked scary, yeah, but it just wasn't what I would have thought the Wicked Witch would look like in modern day.
And she sounded like Meg got pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, the voice didn't work for the Wicked Witch, and the laugh sounded fake.
I was just not impressed. And I'm sorry, James Franco can suck my ass. He just was horrible in this movie.
Yeah, I think he was trying to overdo the I'm not the wizard, I'm not good enough to be here person. Like, you know, he was like, how do I suck?
Way overacted in this.
Yeah, and the monkey, the little China girl were entertaining, little bit parts, the little side characters were cool. The Easter eggs were nice, to the throwbacks to the classic film. It's not like a 5-star movie at all.
No, I was not impressed with it. I was a little disappointed. And I'm very envious of Richard right now. I went to go see the other movie that came out tonight. I can't remember the name.
Dead Man Down.
Dead Man Down, yeah. Yeah, should have seen that. But, I mean, it was pretty, and I knew eventually in time I would have had to see it. But I was just not impressed.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 6.
You're very forgiving. I would give it a 4.
It was pretty to watch. I was able to sit through it. Like, I didn't want to leave to go to the bathroom, but, you know, or, like, go get more snacks. But I wouldn't, like, come to see it over and over and over again, like some, like, Avengers or movies like that where I wanted to watch them over and over again.
Overall, I guess that's consensus. Neither one of us liked it. I'm curious about what everybody else in the group had to say. So maybe we'll pick this up out in the front and see what they had to say.
Okay.
So we'll be right back. Okay, so we're in the lobby. We're here with Vanessa, Anthony, Monica, and Rosie. How badly did that movie suck?
Kind of a lot.
Yeah, it definitely sucked. It had potential. A lot of potential. There were moments where you're like, this could have been a great story.
And there were funny bits.
But then they bitched out. They did. They went for the cute, fuzzy moment and didn't actually...
They didn't follow through with awesome.
It's Disney. It is no more or less than what I expected. They took a story, they put the Disney spin on it, they ripped out anything of note that was actually worthwhile and put in funny little tidbits here and there. That's Disney. It's what they do.
That's going to cover Anthony's one word per movie for like another couple of months. Yeah. What are you, Vanessa?
The little girl, the little China girl with the little noises she made. That was it. That was it.
What did you say just a couple seconds ago that you wanted to do?
I wanted to buy one of the figurines and break it and take a picture and said, that's how I feel.
There you go.
Now, see, the thing that bugged me the most about this, John Carter of Mars had, like, no marketing whatsoever and was a way better movie than this. Disney marketed the crap out of this. Every Disney store has an entire corner devoted to this movie of dolls, plush animals, games, everything.
Oh, it's a moneymaker. It's a moneymaker. But it's a kid's movie. It's a complete...
Terrible. Not even kids. I don't think kids should be seeing it.
Her tiara looked like it was straight out of a plastic freaking...
You notice that too?
It looked like a plastic Halloween tiara.
Like
that they put glitter on.
Yeah, those little gems you can get at
Michael's.
It didn't even like mend in or anything.
Very dirty, like
mid-80s. Monica put in more work for the zombie beauty queen crown. Than Disney did for fucking Glenda's crown, right?
I was let down by that little gem.
I know, I kept staring at it, and I was like, it's
really?
Plastic crap!
You can spend an extra $10 on, like, nicer quality gems? Like, serious?
Right.
Get a nice
like a tray you should have rode up and stole that fucking thing. Like,
it wasn't even that big, it was super tiny.
Sam Raimi is known for, like, Spider-Man made me feel like I was watching a comic book movie. The story wasn't good, but, like, style-wise, felt like I was watching a comic book movie. I felt like I was watching Oz.
Way better. True.
But look, style. Not characters, not story, not anything else. Just like, it felt like it was in Oz land. Because there were points when it was so animated, I felt like I was high.
Yeah, and the CGI wasn't even that great.
It wasn't like they tried to make
him
it.
Him holding
real.
The China doll was way fake.
Yeah.
It was like he was trying to grab onto a fat sausage.
All of the interaction
that was on a
he did
diet
with her was
yeah, it was
like
crap.
It wasn't believable.
Wasn't even on her.
Right.
It was like
his hand wide open, and then they were like, "We'll fit something in there." They didn't know what size they were going to make her. Maybe I don't know. That was off.
Yeah, they could definitely have taken more time to make that believable, and they didn't. Obviously.
And then, truthfully, they didn't skate around the copyright trademark property thing very well at all. They really didn't. You could tell the stuff that they were trying to avoid saying and avoid doing because they didn't want, like, the studio fight.
I'm actually glad that they didn't do the ruby slippers because in the books, they're silver slippers. They're not ruby slippers. So I'm kind of glad that they didn't address that at all. They never made any reference to that. So I like that, but...
I still miss the striped socks.
Yeah.
They could at least give
her makeup was horrible.
Yeah, it was hideous.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking though is if this is gonna have a sequel and a trilogy, then you bring in the chapters with like the look, you add those next time. So you get everybody to buy into this and then you change the ruby slippers to silver slippers. You throw in a little bit more look to the wicked witch's look and things like that. But you gotta get the buy in here first. So they dropped in those little Easter eggs so you were like, oh yeah,
and
okay, let's do it
out. The thing is they don't have enough space in the story. Not really. If you look at the original stories, they're kind of one. They don't have enough space to put a trilogy in there. There's not enough. They would have to basically pull some crap out of their ass.
Yeah.
Disney. They're making their own story up anyways. It's not like they care at this point.
Well, true. Okay. I'll give you that.
And we'll all get in line for the ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Disneyland.
I
refuse.
Wait. Can't wait.
Okay.
First
no,
in line.
They can't do a ride on this because I think they're tearing out a ride that I like.
I don't
There's
know,
no
California
room,
Adventure, they can keep moving stuff around, because that's their Hollywood side, but it's like I don't know, they better not make this their cornerstone, because
no,
that's ridiculous.
Bad,
John Carter of Mars, you let fall pieces, was actually a good movie, in my opinion, CGI and everything in that movie compared to this, and you're going to put this crap out there.
All I know is that I know my wife wants to have children, and I'm going to tell her no, until this movie's off the market and Disney's already reclaimed it,
mm-hmm.
and it won't be for sale anymore, because I'm not watching this shit as my child grows up.
Why are you punishing her for making mistakes? She didn't
it's
do
just
anything.
Gonna happen, baby. I'm sorry. I'm
no,
telling you right now.
We have to have an agreement beforehand. We are not bringing this to our children.
Right, it's not going in our house, no.
Not the violence in the world. Nothing.
So, like,
no.
We can watch the original.
Right.
But
we can,
not...
We can watch, like, The New Evil Dead with the kid. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not watching...
When is that again?
The Sam Raimi mistake.
April 5th.
April 5th. Oh, yeah.
General consensus with everybody is that the movie sucks, so
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Don't spend the money. Download it. Everyone's gonna watch it. It's Wizard of Oz. They're gonna have to watch
it immediately.
Yeah.
Purge it.
Right.
Just do like a sacred circle. Sprinkle some blessed salt on it and purge it.
Have
from
a
your
friend
life.
Download it, and yeah. you occasionally walk yeah. in the room.
Get really fucking stoned.
It's never going away.
The colors that might make
yeah. The stony might be what
stone might be. Is it gonna sync up with another Pink Floyd album? Who knows?
Oh, I didn't even know. We should totally try. Sarcasm.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that's us. We'll see you guys next week.